So if it feels like we've covered any of this, it's fine to maybe go over, return to some of the information. I want to just get maybe like a more comprehensive look at your life, and starting maybe a little bit with your background, anything about your parents, how they met, what they did, where you grew up, you know, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My parents are from Blackman Parish, which is about, I guess about 45 miles from here. My father was raised in Jesuit Bend, and my mother was raised in a little city called Rushville, which you call Naomi now. And she met my daddy at a baseball game. He was kind of like a star player. And so they kind of hit it off, but he was 5 years older than she. And so it was like, initially she was drawn to him, but it was like, she really didn't want a man that old, but she gradually, I guess she couldn't get him out of her mind. So she moved to New Orleans. He was still in Jesuit then, and he would come to visit her in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they got married.
Okay.
They got married in 1938. And I was the first born in 1941. My mother was a housemaker, and my father was a landscape gardener. She stayed home for the birth of, rearing of 4 children initially, because she had 6 altogether. But as expenses rose, because they chose to send us to private school, the expenses rose, and she decided that she was going to work with my father. So she used to work out with my father in gardens, doing gardens for a living. Of course, our family was just appalled that she would do that, but at that time it wasn't common that a woman would be outside working. She would always do inside work. But she decided that it would be more effective if she got the money that my dad was paying other people to help, that she would get the money, and that money would go in the house, and so that's what she did. The housekeeping chores fell on myself and my sister, who's 3 years younger than I, and so we kind of did the cooking, the cleaning, and taking care of the rest of the kids. And it just became that Saturdays and Sundays were our protected family time. That's when we kind of got to the table, ate our meals together, and just kind of exchanged how our week was going. I'm one of 6 kids. There were 6 girls and 1 boy.